This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on the 15th of August 2027. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said India's first bullet train project between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is under construction. He added that the first section to open will be from Surat to Bilimora, followed by the section from Vapi to Surat.
The first section of the bullet train will open from Surat to Bilimora. After that, the section from Vapi to Surat will open. Then the Vapi to Ahmedabad section will open, followed by Thane to Ahmedabad. Finally, the Mumbai to Ahmedabad section will open. The three most important technologies, suspension bogie technology, propulsion technology and vehicle control technology, will all be designed by India.
Railways Minister also announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Mr. Vaishnaw said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan addressed a special Gram Sabha at Loni, Bhadrak in Maharashtra's Ahmednagar district, outlining the provisions of the Viksit Bharat Jiramji Act 2025. The program was webcast nationwide and viewed by over 6 million people from more than 1 lakh locations. Mr. Chauhan said the new law provides a legal guarantee of 125 days of employment with mandatory payment of wages within 1 week. In case of delay beyond 15 days, workers will receive an additional 0.05% interest. He added that the Act strengthens MG Narega by making it more effective, transparent and accountable. Mr. Chauhan further stated that decisions on works will now be taken by the Gram Sabha as per local needs. The scheme will cover water conservation, infrastructure development, livelihood-related activities and disaster mitigation. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is rapidly progressing towards becoming the world's third largest economy, and artificial intelligence is emerging as a growth driver for the Indian economy. Addressing a special program under SOAR, Skilling for AI Readiness, at Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the president said that AI is not just a technology but a powerful opportunity for positive change in the country. During the event, the president conferred AI certificates upon learners, including students and members of parliament, and launched the national awareness campaign named Skill the Nation Challenge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piparava Relics related to Lord Buddha on the 3rd of this month at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. The exhibition underscores India's enduring civilizational links with Buddhist teachings and government's efforts to preserve spiritual and cultural heritage. The India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement, ECTA, has come into effect, granting all Indian exports a duty-free access in the Australian market. Under the agreement, 100% of Indian tariff lines will get duty-free access, benefiting key sectors like gems and jewellery, textiles, leather, footwear, furniture, food products, engineering goods, medical devices and automobiles. India, in turn, will offer preferential access on over 70% of tariff lines to Australia, mainly covering raw materials and intermediates like coal, mineral ores and wine. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal had announced this on the third anniversary of the ECTA on December 29th last year. In Switzerland, many people are feared dead and more than 100 injured after an explosion and fire ripped through the La Constellation bar in Crans-Montana ski resort in Valais Canton on the New Year's Eve. Police said the seriously injured were taken to hospitals in Sion and other cities, while rescue teams, helicopters and ambulances rushed to the scene. Authorities said an investigation is underway to determine the cause of the explosion, but an attack has been ruled out. Hospitals are operating at full capacity with helicopters and ambulances, including some from abroad, assisting in evacuations. Swiss President Guy Parmelin postponed his New Year's address and expressed condolences to victims and their families. The India Meteorological Department has issued orange colour warning for dense fog in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha and Rajasthan tomorrow. Snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand is also predicted for tomorrow. Dense fog conditions in parts of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern states will also occur. And with that, we end this news bulletin.